Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
500 years in the future, the Earth has been destroyed. Yet, civilization thrives in a Martian utopia of nerds. But that is the future.
Yeah, utopia is gonna have to wait.
This is Nerding Out with Ravy.
And we want to welcome everybody. It's an all-new Nerding Out podcast.
Hey-o.
With myself and Cameron.
What's going on?
We're going to nerd out about one of our favorite things.
Yeah.
Pluto TV.
I hope you have several hours. Because it's all I talk about now.
We're going to talk about Pluto TV. Please like and subscribe to the podcast. Give us a follow on social, Nerdin' Out LA on Facebook and Twitter, Nerdin' Out on Instagram. We want to start off with what, a one-sentence review?
Yes, a review at Nerdin' Out. You just search us on the Apple Podcasts app, and here is what 7-Eleven BT said.
Okay.
5 stars, love Ravy and the crew.
Great!
Look, it's simple, it's short, it's sweet, but I support it and I love it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sending in a review.
We appreciate it. Any reviews are welcome.
They don't have to be long.
No, that pretty much says it all.
You can throw in a, you know, I love Cameron in there, but...
Love Cameron and the crew.
Yeah, Cameron and the crew, Cameron and Ravy and the crew, hashtag certs, something.
Yes.
Something, but
hashtag
I like it.
Certs. It is a big week for us. We're going to be meeting up with some listeners to watch Marvel's Eternal at a theater that we have rented out. We're doing this on Friday.
I'm really, really looking forward to this.
So it's closed. To sign up to try to get in. So how are we going to contact the winners?
I'll be reaching out to everybody either by text or email.
Okay.
Probably email first and then text if you don't respond.
Okay.
Some people are bad at their emails.
I'm terrible at emails.
I'm not the greatest. When it comes to my personal email,
right.
I almost answer nothing.
My personal email always has hundreds of emails in it.
And it's a catch-all probably for like subscriptions and ads and all that. So... We, you know, we have multiple ways of contacting you. We will get a hold of you, and it'll be great.
But if you entered to try to join us, check your email.
Yes, check your email. Absolutely check your email.
Check your spam. Check it.
It will be coming from thenerdinout@gmail.com. Okay. And that's also where, as always, you can send us a message about anything you'd like.
For sure. So I'm very excited about it.
I'm so looking forward to it. Look, I'm still... So when we saw Dune, right?
Yes.
I was so... Stoked on Dune. Yeah. I'm still stoked on Dune. I watched it on HBO Max 2 more times.
Wow.
And now I'm in the phase of Dune where I'm bummed that it's not new to me anymore.
Okay.
And so it's the perfect time
for something new something for Cameron
else to come out for Cameron in the form of especially a Marvel movie. Mm. I'm really ready for it.
Me too. Randy will be there because his work schedule is a Monday through Thursday work schedule.
So that's great.
Randy's going to be there. I'm excited.
I do have to say, real quick about Eternals.
Sure.
I don't know if you've been seeing any of the Twitter sphere talking about, and a lot of clickbaity blogs saying, this is the lowest rated
MCU
movie
that.
On Rotten Tomatoes coming out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Just ignore that crap.
I ignore all of it.
Make up your own mind after the fact.
White noise to me.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, especially the way we've seen people tank other movies before they've even come out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay attention to it. Go watch it. Make up your own mind. And then we'll speculate like we always do.
Yeah. We're staying excited about it.
Yeah. So there.
We have a couple things to talk about, though, before Pluto TV.
Okay.
The first thing I want to talk about, the Woody Show had a party over the weekend.
Yeah, we did.
And a lot of people came up to myself and Cameron saying how much they loved Nerdin' Out.
It never gets old.
It doesn't. And I appreciate that.
I very much appreciate it.
I just want to put that out there. We met that one gal, Lola.
Yeah.
Who came.
Lola's costume ruled.
Dressed as Wanda from WandaVision in the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
So when she was wearing the throwback Scarlet Witch. And it looked great.
She nailed it.
She was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed that. But heard a lot of great things about Nerding Out, and thank you.
It means a lot.
It really does.
Because we're, you know, we love doing it, mm-hmm. and we're nerding out here in Rave Cave.
That's right.
But, you know, it's nice to see other people on the other end of it.
Right. Enjoying it and having fun with it.
Because sometimes, so. You know, you lie to yourself and say, we're only just sitting here talking about certs and talking
right.
about
right.
Marvel. And maybe there's nobody listening.
And just talking to my cats.
Right.
Right, who love to participate every week. but yeah, that was awesome. So I wanted to put that out there. Cameron and I are 5 minutes removed from watching the first trailer for the Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah. What do you think?
Mega Uber Ultra Rip. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I also think this is something you and I specifically have been begging for a long time.
Yes, the underworld.
We can't be the only ones that want a series dedicated to the underworld.
No. I mean, I think everybody wants it.
I mean, watching, you know, as the universe has expanded, watching Clone Wars and all the animated stuff, you see the criminal syndicate.
Yeah.
You saw it in the Han Solo movie, which I thought was dope.
That
which I thought was a very shame that they're only doing that one.
It was a mega shame.
So getting to see the criminal underworld, having Boba Fett sit on the throne of Jabba the Hutt, I think is so exciting.
It's super exciting. And it's one of these, like, there's a lot of projects in Star Wars where you're working within a certain framework.
Yep.
Like when we had the sequel trilogy, you're thinking about it in terms of who is Rey related to? Is she a Palpatine? Is she a Kenobi? Is she a Skywalker? And you're thinking of in this kind of strict framework. And these Star Wars projects that breach that are right. so much fun.
Yeah.
They're so much, because you have no idea what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We don't know what it means for the world, the canon, anything. And Boba Fett being the one in the right. chair.
Yes.
In the driver's seat. My God. And Fennec. I'm super excited
about
that.
I love Fennec Shand.
I'm super, super excited about Fennec. I do have one thought.
Okay.
And that is, I hope it is, and you kind of said this too, dark enough.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird. You see, you know, Boba Fett with a big, like, he's about to beat somebody to death.
Yeah.
And then you see Disney Plus.
Right, like, yeah.
Huh.
I hope that they capture, I mean, I have faith.
Right.
But that's something I think people think a little bit more fondly about Solo, the more they think about it, mm-hmm. and the more that ages. People will shout on it big time at the moment.
Right.
But I think we all kind of look back and go, you know what? That was an enjoyable movie.
I liked it from the jump.
I did too.
I thought
it was fun. Unpopular opinion.
Yeah. I liked it from the jump.
I liked a lot of aspects of it for sure.
And it's good that we're about to get our Star Wars itches scratched again.
I know.
Because it has been a very long time.
It's been that much, a good amount of time.
Right. Since The Mandalorian, we did get the anime series.
Bad Batch, yeah. Visions. Yeah, yeah.
I forgot about the Bad Batch. But, like, I enjoyed the Bad Batch. It wasn't really overly scratching anything.
No, I mean, it scratched a familiar itch.
Yeah.
But it wasn't quite the same as, like, a Mandalorian.
Right. The anime I loved. Film. Yeah.
I've thought so much about Star Wars Visions.
Yeah.
It's such a cool idea. I really hope they do more of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, Boba Fett, the Book of Boba Fett, gets us back in the Mandalorian world.
Yeah,
which we
are all a fan of.
Which we have missed.
I've been seeing, for some reason, don't ask me why, my TikTok algorithm mm-hmm. is now almost exclusively Ahsoka Tano stuff.
Oh, yeah?
First of all, I don't even follow anybody on TikTok. It just shows me stuff based off of things that I've watched. It's all lightsabers.
Great.
There's a whole lightsaber subculture on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, especially this time of year with Halloween and stuff, Ahsoka Tano, Ahsoka Tano, Ahsoka Tano.
Great.
And I'm okay with it.
I'm glad more and more people are now aware of this character who I have loved for decades.
I know that we're a long ways away from that series.
Show, yes.
But God forbid we got that trailer too. Come on.
What would they show us?
I don't know. Even if it's just her pulling the lightsabers apart.
Okay.
I'm cool with that. Just give us that shot followed by a logo.
Just
I don't care.
Give us that tease.
Whatever.
And the logo.
Give it to me. I'm ready.
Book of Boba Fett, December 29th.
That's so soon.
Christmas miracle coming right at you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Me too. I know you're excited for that season two trailer for The Witcher that dropped recently.
Yeah, you know.
The Witcher, your favorite.
I did post on our Instagram. Mm-hmm. I think the poll finished at like 86% in favor.
Yeah.
So clearly I am,
you're in the minority here. Yeah. I love the look of season two. I am excited for season two.
Yeah.
Like I said, The Witcher was tough in the early episodes. You quit. I pushed on, and it was rewarding.
Well, I mean,
it was a reward to push on and finish it.
I pushed, okay.
Didn't push. You didn't push enough. You gave up.
So I have to push harder.
You have to push harder.
Let's see. Oh, 79% in favor.
That's still great.
So me and the 21%ers are camping out together.
All right.
No, I do think I don't know what it is about the fall into the winter.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's the time I take to give more things a shot. I don't know why.
Okay.
Maybe it's because, you know, it's darker earlier.
It's darker. It's time. Yeah.
You're feeling cozier. You're nesting. Yeah.
It's the nesting time.
Like, I've been trying a lot of stuff recently, so I'll probably pick it back up and give it another shot.
I like it. December 17th.
Subtitles on, by the way.
Yeah. December 17th. Now, granted,
The Witcher, December 17th?
Right.
Wow.
I'm more excited about Spider-Man.
Well, sure.
December 17th,
But you can come home off the heels of Spider-Man and wash that taste out of your mouth with some Witcher.
I don't think that's my plan.
No?
No, I want to marinate in Spider-Man for...
So you're just going to come over and sit in the dark?
And marinate go, on it.
What did that mean?
Wow.
Okay, but real talk crazy. About Spider-Man.
Okay.
Why haven't we gotten a trailer yet? We are like
just a bunch
a
of teases.
Month away.
Yeah, just a bunch of teases. I mean, there's a new one this week, right? They're going to attach something new to Eternals, right?
I would hope so. You would think so.
I think so.
Is there something in Eternals that has effect in Spider-Man?
Look, I know that one of the post-credit scenes is apparently a mind blower, and I'm not talking about Harry Styles.
So how do you know this?
That's the word in the Twitter sphere.
Who'd you hear it from?
The Twitter sphere. That's where the word is.
God damn it. Why do you have to say that?
Because
it's only like 4 days away and I'm already like, mother, why are we not watching it right now? God.
It's right around the corner. Check your emails, people, if you want to be there with us.
Okay.
Yep.
Kevin Feige said something along the lines of within the last couple days. Rumors are cool. Because some of them are really right and some of them are really wrong.
Huh.
What does that mean? Are we...
It means some are right and some are wrong.
But does that mean, like, are we going to just, you know, is Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield really not going to be in the movie? Or are they? Or...
You know what's funny?
God.
That is my least concern.
You know, I'm not really concerned about
it. Like, it's like, I don't care. Like, it'll be super cool if they are. If they're not, don't care.
I do think it would be kind of hilarious if they weren't. Like,
because there's been so much denial.
So much denial. And I would love, I think it would be hilarious if they would just be like, yeah, I mean, we said when we were in it.
Yeah. We were lying.
Sorry.
Oh. And so, yes, Eternals on Friday. So excited.
Hell yeah.
Cannot freaking wait. Also, and I am so curious, Cameron.
Yeah.
Is this going to get you back on your island at all for the major update, which drops on Friday?
Yeah, I think it is.
For Animal Crossing.
I think it is.
Yeah?
I think, again, just like with I don't know what it is about winter and trying things.
Okay.
I think this is the time of year where I think I hop back into video games a lot more this time of year in general, including Animal Crossing. I also just got my Switch Online N64 controller in the mail.
Looks dope.
Going to give that dude a whirl.
I looked at that thing. I would have no idea what to do with it.
What do you mean?
There's like six buttons. What is that? Like a toggle right there in the middle?
It's
like
a joystick.
Right in the middle of it.
Yeah. You held one when we did Mario Kart over here.
And how much did I suck at it?
You did, but it's a more comfortable... I will...
See, you're just saying it's more comfortable because you used it a lot when you were a kid.
I think it's the most comfortable controller for my own purposes.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
It looks immense.
No, it's not that bad.
It dwarfs the first Xbox controller.
You never use the far left side. You never use it. So what? your left hand is in the middle.
Oh, so your left hand is
right hand is on the right.
Is on like the teeny weenie.
No, it's the long weenie.
Wait, I thought there are two longer weenies.
No,
there's like a little weenie in the middle.
No,
but it's a
the middle one is the long weenie. The,
that's the long weenie.
Let me, wait.
And there's two. Okay.
Now you're confusing me, and I have to look at a picture of it.
But all right.
Yeah, there's a. I know there's a bunch of weenies, and it's hard to.
Right. So the middle weenie. Yeah, the middle weenie is the long weenie. Yeah. Gotcha. So you're.
But no, you never use the pad.
The square pad.
Yeah, you never use it. I don't even know why it's there. There's only a few games where you can even press buttons on it. So you're only like that's your. It kind of.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 buttons and a joystick.
Yeah, what? That's no different than an Xbox controller. There's also a button on the back of the joystick.
Oh, good.
It's that's modeled after a nunchuck. Remember the Wii nunchuck?
Sure, sure.
So there's a Z button on the back of that, okay. And then there's an L and an R.
Oh my gosh, yeah. There's a lot of shit on that controller.
Yeah, well, it's great. I love it.
What games are you looking to play on your Switch?
I am gonna replay Ocarina of Time. That's gonna be number one.
Okay. Yeah, you have mentioned that.
It's maybe my all-time favorite game. That always floats, but it's definitely top five.
So how much is it to be in the Nintendo?
So,
it's not that much, right? It's like...
It's not. Okay, here's the thing. A lot of people have been complaining about it online.
Okay.
Saying that it's overpriced and all this other stuff. I disagree, because they're going to be adding games.
Right.
Just like they have with the other stuff. They have NES and Super Nintendo stuff in there. Mm-hmm. They continuously add games. So this membership, it's like an additional membership you have to get.
Right.
It's $50 a year.
Yeah, a year.
A year. And then, you know, the controllers were $50.
Okay.
But once but you have
buy them once.
You only buy them once. And then a lot of people were complaining like there's some lag going on or whatever. They'll figure it all out. Everybody calm down.
Okay.
Nothing is perfect at launch. It'll be fine.
Sure. I did order that Animal Crossing offshoot game. The Happy Home Designer.
Oh, yeah?
I think that's like $24 on the online store. That also drops on Friday. I don't know how much I'll play it. Like, you know, I might. It's, you know, just for something different to do.
Yeah.
Why not? Originally came out in 2015. It was a 3DS game. Yeah. So.
There's a lot of stuff on the 3DS. There's a ton of the Nintendo handheld world. I only know a little bit about it. There's some stuff I played, but it is a rich library.
It just seems weird to me because the screen was so tiny.
Yeah, but that was like your friend.
Yeah.
You know, you could bring it anywhere. Before the Switch, you know, portability, you could bring it in the car, on trips.
Yeah.
That thing was rad.
I so would have barfed if I was like in the back seat of...
Oh, look, I'm crossing. Blah, blah.
Oh, I'm happy home to...
I love the game. I used to play Game Boy. Oh, man. The OG Game Boy?
Yeah.
That was my jam. The big old gray brick.
Was the screen like it was 2 inches by an inch?
It was not big, and it was black and white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black and white on like a green screen.
But I thought Pong was cool at one point.
And it still is.
Pong is two...
And if you don't think it is, fight me.
And a square.
And that's all you need.
Yeah.
Simplicity is best.
Well, I do... Love the OG stuff, as you know.
Of course.
Which is one of the reasons I'm so attracted to Pluto TV.
There it is.
Pluto TV. If you don't know what Pluto TV is, it is a free streaming service.
Yes, completely free.
Yes, you do have to watch commercials.
But there's not many of them.
There really isn't.
Not at all.
Completely free. And when you look at the content, it's overwhelming.
It's what's crazy is there's so much stuff. And there's also always new stuff.
Yeah.
Constantly stuff coming in.
Like, there was just a Halloween button.
Yeah.
And now that's gone to Christmas movies, Cameron.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Oh, believe me. Now, my phone has been blowing up with alerts about it.
Let's talk a little bit behind the scenes first, Cameron, before we get into this.
Everybody, we're going to sidebar real quick.
Sidebar right here. How close was The Woody Show to actually having a channel on Pluto TV? We were buttoned right up against it.
We were very close.
We were in final negotiations.
Yeah. I don't really know what happened.
Look, here's what happened. muckety mucks.
Yeah.
Didn't get it. Okay.
So that's literally what happens to everything.
Management, so short-sighted about it, didn't know what it was, didn't take the time to understand it, and basically put the kibosh on it. I am still annoyed and will remain annoyed.
Yeah, me too.
Just ask somebody.
Me too. Especially when you're working with people who are obsessed with it.
Many thought it was dope.
Everybody thinks it's dope. Honestly, if you look at Twitter, if you just search Pluto TV on Twitter,
yeah,
the only thing you will see is people just exploding with love.
Yeah.
There's not a person that has used it that does not like it.
When that deal fell apart, I was so angry.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I'm
so irritating.
Trying to think about, what should we program? And, you know, I would have a block. You would have a block. Menace would have had a block. Greg would have programmed some stuff.
God.
Because it's not like we would have had to do hard work.
No.
Just program it with shit that we love.
Yeah. How hard is that? It's not.
Management.
So if you what the hell? If you don't know, if you're unfamiliar with Pluto, like Ravy said, free app.
Mm-hmm.
It's available on any box, TV, anything you have. Xbox, download it. Roku, download it.
Yep.
It's on your phone. It's on your browser.
Yep.
Anywhere you can find it, it's free. And the way they do things, like it models like a traditional cable box, kind of.
Looks like your cable grid.
So instead of a traditional network like an HGTV or Fox or Sci-Fi or FX, they have channels based on either the name of the program or the type of program or a general theme.
It just kind of corrals them. Like the first button at the top would be movies.
Right.
And so then they corral different movies. There's different channels. Horror movies, crime movies. They have a 007 channel.
They sure do.
They have 70s movies, which I will pop on a lot just to see what they're airing.
They have the 80s rewind.
Action, comedy, just all like culled that way for channels.
The other week I turned on the action one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I told you I rewatched all the Matrix movies because they had them on.
Okay.
Nice. And that is one thing I think, you know, we all talk about streaming. We love streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Love all the other apps where you can watch stuff on demand. But there's something about, and Pluto taps into it 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about turning the TV on and just seeing what's on.
Yeah. Just going through the grid and going, oh, shit.
I remember this. And yeah. That is one thing about cable that I think we all missed. We didn't know we missed it.
Okay. Just going through the grid.
Yeah, and that Pluto completely scratches that itch for me.
Okay.
I love that. Anytime I'm like, you know what, I just want to turn something on to chill out, or I'm doing housework and I want something on. Mm-hmm. I can watch while I'm doing stuff. It's the first place I go.
Yeah.
Pluto all day.
Hell yeah. The entertainment button. That's where there's a ton of choices.
That's where I live.
In the entertainment button, that is where the Price is Right Barker era is on 163. God.
You're goddamn right, Rave.
Followed by Buzzer right after that at 164. Those are my favorites. Those are like those starred.
Oh, yeah. That's my top two. Buzzer and Price is Right, Bob Barker era.
But like there's a ton of stuff. Dedicated channels to Star Trek, Degrassi, Baywatch,
yeah.
AMC shows. They also have Pluto soaps on 146. Now they're older episodes of Young and Restless, but not old enough.
Oh, you want the OGs.
Look.
Are you still watching that, by the way?
Young and Restless?
Yeah.
I'll kind of like fast forward through it every day. But here's the thing. I have been honest about this. I'm nostalgic for soap operas. I lived in the era when it was CBS, ABC, and NBC.
Sure, yeah.
Those were your choices.
Mm-hmm.
And just going to middle school, well, starting with my grandma, you know, when we would stay there, we could watch cartoons until 9:30 when it was time for General Hospital on ABC, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. And then...
Isn't it hard to... It's funny to think about how early some of those used to start.
But if it's you... Nuts. If Pluto... This is the thing. Why are you just like archiving all of your old soap opera episodes? Why isn't there like a channel dedicated to like the soaps of the 80s? when soaps were massive. They were the biggest thing on the air.
You know what it probably has to come down to? I'm sure they've thought of that.
What's that?
A lot of this stuff has to come down to like what contracts the people who originally did the thing signed.
Really?
Yeah. If there's some sort of thing in there where they were like, hey, you can't syndicate this without X, Y, and Z, or, you know, whatever, distribute this any further without X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
That a lot of times that blocks things up. That's why sometimes when you watch a movie on a streaming service and they had to swap the music out.
Oh, sure.
For, you know, whatever reason.
But it's not like, you know, 80s General Hospital was playing pop tunes. Well, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe it was.
They did, because honest to God, we would get off the bus at middle school and race down the hill, like run, so we could see as many Blackie Parrish scenes on General Hospital as we could, played by a young John Stamos. Ran down
John Stamos was all over.
And I believe Blackie Parrish was a musician, so maybe there's like some songs there. But like, if there was an 80s soaps channel, I'd be in bad shape.
That would be pretty dope.
Because I would look for 80s General Hospital, probably in some 80s and 90s, like from the 80s and 90s. Because let's be honest, once cable came in, that started the downfall of soap operas, because there's
other choices,
more things to watch.
There's nighttime programming that's being repeated earlier in the day and all that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but when I was a kid and my mom owned a nail salon, a lot of times she'd be busy. So after school, I would go to this family friend of ours house.
Okay.
Who was my babysitter, Jan. Shout out to Jan.
What did Jan watch?
Jan.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Always had, every single day.
Yes, Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives. And so...
Like sands through the hourglass,
so are the days of our lives.
So there was a, when I was like a child.
Oh, McDonald Carey, R.I.P.
There was a long period of time there when I was probably watching these things too young.
Oh yeah, for
and, sure. But you know, I was kind of into it for a long time.
Days is a show that I've recently put back on because one of my favorite memories is when Marlena was possessed by the devil, and now she's possessed by the devil again. The devil she's is back. Back. I'm like, if the devil's back, Ravy's back. You know, just fast forwarding through it, watching the devil scenes. They're hilarious.
It's funny to like,
you know, same actors playing them.
It's crazy too. I mean, I used to work in a building that a bunch of soap operas were shot in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just insane how fast they pump these things out.
Yeah.
Everything is like one take. And you can definitely tell sometimes.
Yeah.
And they shoot a ton of episodes. Mm-hmm. Just back to back to back.
That's why I'm like, why Pluto TV? That's what 80s and 90s soaps. I would really love it if they would bring it back. I know we just got on a soap tangent.
But do you think that that's something you could, realistically speaking, like you could turn on and remember, you know, kind of what's going on? Because that's the only thing that, like, I mean, I don't watch soap operas now.
Sure.
But there's a lot of, like, he said, she said kind of stuff, interpersonal, you know. Obviously, gossip and drama and all that.
I mean, I think I could figure it out.
Yeah.
Because, like, the reason I would like to, you know, I'm not talking, like, 50s Guiding Light. I'm not interested in that.
No. Yeah.
But I am interested in the stories that I remember looking at when I was growing up and was super into them. And it's amazing, like I said, they were the biggest thing going. So they pumped money, Procter & Gamble. Just put all this money in.
Oh, yeah.
Location shoots and...
It always looked weird when they went on location, though.
It didn't.
It looked weird.
When they're legit on location, it looked awesome.
I don't know.
And now they're lucky if they have, like, four sets.
They actually... Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay.
Their studio has a door that opens to the outside of the building.
Okay.
And so they're up on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so in any outside scene they do, they open that door and just put, well, you know, fake bushes or fake whatever. They never leave. They're just always right there. It's so funny because if you're walking in that area, you'll just see these soap opera actors out on like a balcony just, you know, doing drama or whatever while you're trying to get lunch. And they're just like, all right, Kimmy, bitch.
It's also better, we've talked about this, the original creators of these shows were just so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no matter what you're watching, if it's a sitcom, if it's a drama. So back in the, like, 80s and 90s, the original creators of these shows were still the writers.
Right, right, right.
And, like, you might think, oh, my God, Ravy, I'm so embarrassed for you. But it was good. That's how I remember it, though.
That was a whole, and the thing is, that was a whole moment in culture.
Yeah.
You know, that was, they had to find something to put in between soap advertisements. That's literally what the name comes from.
Exactly.
And that was a whole vibe. Multi-camera drama.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
I'm talking to you, Pluto TV. I'm sorry for that tangent.
That would be, because be interesting.
Because Pluto soaps on 146 are not old enough.
I'm sure a lot of people are right there with you.
I enjoyed it when the soaps had to go stop doing new episodes because of COVID. And they were running their old stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
How far back did they go? Did they go
like Young and the Restless aired like their first ever episode. That was in 1973.
Cool. Oh! That's really cool, actually. Yeah.
These channels make sense for me because, like I said, I lived it. It's my nostalgia. But Cameron, as a 30-year-old gentleman,
yes.
Why are you so attracted to these game shows that aired in the 70s?
Multiple reasons. I grew up watching them. You know, everybody says the age old, I watched The Price is Right when I was sick.
Yep.
That is obviously true for me. But, you know, I, for whatever reason, game shows in general, I've always been a fan of.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just the excitement. Back in the like 90s and early 2000s, they were more dramatic and calm. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot more tension. Like, if you think about, remember when Regis did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on network television almost five nights a week?
Yeah.
And how there was like 30 million people watching that at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And the drama of like everybody glued to the TV watching if this person is going to win $1 million.
Right.
It's just so fun to me. And like the old stuff, my brother and I used to stay up and watch Nick at Night all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they would play the crap out of Match Game and Hollywood Squares.
That was on Nick at Night?
It was. Huh. It was for a short time, and then it was on GSN.
Sure.
And we would watch Match Game and Card Sharks and The Newlywed Game and Hollywood Squares and Password and everything on GSN. And then over on Nick at Night, more so, I was watching I Love Lucy, Laverne and Shirley, Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Fuck yeah.
And for what, I don't know why it like, it really took for me.
It's taken hold of you.
It really has. And I've always, it's just like I think largely it was just a calmer time in TV.
Yeah.
And things were just kind of looser.
Very
because
loose.
They were figuring things out. And now
Match Game. Match Game's hella loose.
And now it's too polished. It's too polished, overproduced, excited.
And it's too much fake excitement.
It's so much fake excitement.
Which annoys me. That's why I don't even want to go to like,
Price is Right or anything now.
Price is Right. Even like sitcoms.
Oh, no, I know. They go way overboard with getting the audience ready and everything. And I think part of the, you know, it used to be that you were watching, and this is especially true if you watch anything on Pluto on Buzzer or on the Price is Right channel. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. These are just normal, literally normal average Joes.
Yep.
Who are not that exciting.
Right.
Winning things that they need. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe this person that won a refrigerator needs a new refrigerator. Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's a totally different vibe and time.
Yeah.
But I've always dug those shows.
There are buttons on Pluto TV that I never hit.
Yeah.
News.
Oh God. Yeah. Look, Pluto, I love you, but
reality.
I don't really hit the reality. No, I don't.
Crime
is one I should hit more.
Okay.
Because I am a big fan of Dateline.
Yeah, you are.
But I also listen to Dateline.
Sure.
Instead of watching it, so maybe it's not for me.
Crime. If you were my mom, you'd be hitting the comedy button.
Yeah.
There's a dedicated Wings channel in there. When my mother discovered that, it was like, oh, shit.
There's no going back from that.
Wings.
There's no going back.
Wings aired forever on NBC.
Wings.
Many years. A young Thomas Hayden Church. A younger Tony Shalhoub.
That's so funny. Wings.
Wings. In the comedy button, I will sometimes throw on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Okay.
There is a dedicated channel.
I saw
in
that.
There,
yeah.
In comedy.
That's cool.
That's always one of my favorites. It's just so dopey.
I know.
And the humor is so corny. It just like plays to me. I enjoy it. Now, okay. If I'm going to go to something that's not 163 or 164.
Yeah.
Price is Right or Buzzer. I'm going to the classic TV channel.
Oh, yeah. Are we talking the Carol Burnett
channel? We're talking
Johnny Carson channel.
Why don't we start with the Love Boat?
You.
Now, look, if it's, you know, if I'm just effing around and it's like close to the top of the hour, I will throw on the Love Boat just so I can see who the guest stars are. I'm like, oh, sweet. Charo's doing another Love Boat. And as somebody who loves to cruise, it's pretty incredible how ships have been upgraded.
Right, yeah.
From that princess ship that they were always going to Puerto Vallarta.
I'm going to log into Pluto right now and pull up that channel.
Love Boat.
Love Boat.
There's a Three's Company channel on there.
Saw that, yeah.
I have a lot of nostalgia for Three's Company.
Sure.
Probably one of the dirtiest shows on network television. All innuendo, oh, yeah. All the time.
That is rampant in that era, though.
Yes.
Like, it's just so much, mm-hmm. so much beating around the bush, but also beating the bush directly.
Yes, yes. Three's Company. Johnny Carson TV.
Yeah.
You and I talked about that a lot when they were airing that thing on CNN, The History of Late Night.
I love that.
And how great late night used to be. And you put on that Johnny Carson channel, it could be just the world's most random guest, and it's still so much more interesting than anything happening today.
I know, and it's, again, it's calm.
It's Johnny's style.
It's relaxed.
It's just having a conversation.
Yeah.
It's not like Jimmy Fallon playing tiny instruments.
Fake laugh, yeah.
Or like some dumb game that you play with a contestant or, you know, your guest.
Right.
Why? Because he can't have a conversation with
anybody. Yeah, because you can't just have a chat.
Because you just, right, exactly.
I'm looking at the Love Boat channel right now.
Yeah.
Just wood paneling everywhere.
Is there
and some pretty rad haircuts.
Is there a guest star that is Charo on the Love Boat?
This one is Gene Barry.
Ah, Captain Steubing. Captain Steubing running the Love Boat.
Captain Steubing becomes concerned about his daughter Vicky when his gambler friend, Gene Barry, has her calling the long shots.
Oh, boy. Oh, get Vicky away from that gambler.
Oh, my God.
Carol Burnett Show. And these are like the old Carol Burnetts.
Yeah, the good ones.
Well, some are good. Tim Conway's not a member yet.
So oh, they don't have any of the Tim Conway stuff?
They have him as a guest star, but I don't know that he's official, at least not one that I've run across. They're like super old. Speaking of super old, you got to put this channel on every now and again.
Which one?
The classic Doctor Who channel.
It's
so crazy.
It is so... look, I love Doctor Who. The classic Doctor Who is a whole different story. So, it's so whack.
I think it's got to be like similar to the 60s Star Trek.
I think it's probably pretty similar, but
as far as like what they're trying to do with like I was watching one where some just like metal bug was going across the floor and how they made
little metal
it.
Bug.
I was just cracking up. As somebody
it's on fishing wire.
Someone
for sure
who's new to the Doctor Who game, and you know, I started with the Christopher Eccleston season,
Eccleston,
yeah, and now I'm in season 3, and I enjoy Doctor Who, but it is hilarious to go see Doctor Who Origins, hilarious because it was there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Sort of.
They didn't really, they didn't really find it until.
Right. Right. But, you know, it was kind of there.
It's in black and white right now.
You know what?
I have it pulled up.
You know what I wish I could find? And I haven't found it yet. They have like some British channels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the Thunderbirds?
No.
The Thunderbirds is what Trey Parker and Matt Stone modeled their marionettes.
Oh, right. For Team America World Police. Right.
Yeah. And so the Thunderbirds, only that bottom lip moves.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with it, but I have, now that I Googled it, I have.
I would love, if you went back and watched some Thunderbirds. Dude, if you got high and watched some Thunderbirds, it would be your best night ever.
All right.
But that's something
so funny.
I haven't found on Pluto TV.
I wonder if it's streaming anywhere.
I don't know. That's a great question. Cameron, do you ever hit the home and DIY button?
Of course I do.
I don't hit that button.
Why not?
Because I don't watch HGTV. Just not a home and DIY person.
That's fine. But there's a Tiny House Nation, which I'm a big fan of.
Okay.
Sometimes the two guys on there can get a little bit like wonky with their designs.
Okay.
So I don't support the designs 100%. Don't go in going, Cameron, you said this was good. Use your own judgment.
Okay.
But I do love watching it. And then the this was, I think they still do this on PBS, This Old House.
Mm-hmm. Bob Vila.
Sometimes if you go down the This Old House rabbit hole,
mm-hmm.
it is one that's hard to get out of.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's one of those shows that's just smooth talking. And just simple.
So like the Bob Ross channel?
It is very similar to the Bob Ross channel.
Okay.
But I dig it.
I could claw my way out. No problem. There's a button, Explore, which is kind of like Smithsonian and Nat Geo.
Yeah.
Where they have like science and cars and
stuff.
Travel and animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sports. How often do you put on that sports?
I have literally never put on the sport. I don't even know what's on there. Is it just like old World
NFL,
Series games and stuff?
Soccer, MLB, lots of fighting channels.
Oh, how about this?
Mm-hmm.
Pluto TV, channel 725, Pluto Sports. The Last Champion is on there. It's a movie I actually worked on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Seek it out. Go give it a watch.
In or behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was involved in some casting and some pre-production stuff. Go give it a watch.
Is there a fun story?
Not really.
Okay. Just worked on it.
Just a job. Who did it star? Cole Hauser. He's in Yellowstone and a bunch of other stuff.
Okay.
He's a good guy. Shout out to Cole.
Shout out to Cole. I think a button that Nerd and Out fans would be very interested in is the gaming and anime.
Oh, yeah. This is huge.
There's tons of cool things to check out. IGN has a channel. GameSpot has a channel. Minecraft channel. There's live play channels. Yes, I know we have Twitch, but there's live play channels for Roblox, Fortnite, sports games, and Call of Duty. And then there's dedicated channels to Naruto, Yu-Gi-Oh, anime all day.
I used to watch so much Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
And I could go back down that rabbit hole very easily.
Well, you can do it on Pluto TV.
Right now, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX is on there. Oh, man. I'm going down the Yu-Gi-Oh! Rabbit hole. I am.
And then you got music, Espinal, kids, and local.
The music stuff, they have a lot of like old MTV.
Yeah, which I think is cool.
Which is super fun.
You know, you can go through there and be like some artists that, oh, maybe you forgot about. Oh, yeah. You know, ever since I saw Alanis Morissette in concert in Vegas, she's all I'm listening to. And there was an Alanis Unplugged on there pretty recently. And I was like, boing.
Boing. There's over 900 channels, people.
All free. Yes, there's commercials.
It's fine, though. The commercials, literally, I think they break away for maybe 2 minutes.
2 minutes, probably. Did you hear me say The Love Boat?
The Love Boat. It's on
there. Has its own dedicated channel.
Did you hear me say Buzzer? Did you? I don't know if you did. Also, admittedly, I watched the Degrassi channel.
Okay.
I watched a lot of Degrassi when I was younger.
I was going to say a lot of people in your age group, big Degrassi fans.
Now it's all in one place.
Yep.
It's such dramatic garbage.
Okay.
But I love it for that reason.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was talking about Days of Our Lives when the devil was...
I know.
Possessing Marlena.
It's totally a soap opera. It's absolutely what it is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just no actual soap involved. Right. But Canadian soap.
Yeah, for sure. So if I had to ask you what's your top five go-tos?
I would say number one and two easily, no questions asked, the Buzzer channel and the Price is Right Bob Barker era, without a doubt.
What's the biggest win when you put on Pluto TV and you look at Buzzer? What's like the biggest like
match game without a doubt match game
for sure.
I also enjoy they put Classic Concentration on there, which is with Alex Trebek. I really like that game show a lot. I don't like when they do the match game Hollywood Squares Hour. I don't like that combo. I just like regular old match game or regular old Hollywood Squares.
I don't understand. What's this combo?
It was like a primetime 1 hour show where they would do half and half.
Okay.
And with the same celebrities.
Ah.
And I did not like it because it was a different set. It was too polished looking.
Okay.
I like the OG
stuff.
I'll have
to check that out. What time is that? Pacific time?
It's usually in the afternoon. Okay. I forget what time it starts, but.
I want to take a look at that because I don't remember that at all.
And then there is a GSN channel on there. This is not part of my official top five, but they'll throw some stuff on there as well that's super fun.
Okay.
America Says, Lingo, all that kind of stuff. The Star Trek channel.
Okay.
There's just something about flipping on and just getting a random episode of Enterprise or of Next Generation. And they also have a really high quality stream of that show. So it's a good viewing experience. It's just a whole calming, relaxing vibe. Like I said, watch the Degrassi one quite a bit. And then this one's kind of might be kind of a surprise, but it's good for a laugh if you just want something quick and easy. Channel, I think 490, it's the upper 490s, maybe like 498, the Fail Army channel.
What's that?
It's just videos, 24/7 feed
of just
videos of fail videos.
Wow.
It's really funny.
No kidding.
It's the best. Sometimes it's animals. Sometimes it's people. Sometimes it's cars. Who knows? But it's funny. It's always a good time.
Scorpion falls because those make me laugh.
There's a ton of those.
Those make me laugh.
Hell yeah.
Buzzer and Price is Right are my two favorites as well.
It's just relaxing.
I love finding a match game on Buzzer. And then you watch it and we're just like, whoa.
It's the best.
TV used to be crazy.
You just transport into a different time.
It's really great if you find one, because we talked about this, how they would shoot a week's worth in one day.
Yeah.
And break for lunch and everybody would drink at lunch.
And do drugs.
And so then you'll get a drunkie, and it's kind of obvious.
It's very obvious when you get a drunk episode, 100%, and I love it.
People are smoking.
Smoking as they're doing the show.
Richard Dawson always had a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
Charles Nelson Riley has his pipe and a drink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll have a drink up
Why
there.
Why not?
I That's just, I love that vibe.
That would be so cool if they could do that again. So if they just truly captured that.
Relax. I don't necessarily need to see everybody smoking, but if everybody.
I don't, but I just mean the
had
relax.
Like a little highball.
Yeah. Why not?
Love Boat Channel.
No.
Like I said, if it's the top of the hour, like if I'm watching Match Game or whatever, and I see that it's, you know, 3:59, I'm going over to Love Boat because I want to see those guest stars.
I get it.
And if it's a Charo, I'm sticking around. The Johnny Carson channel. I just really like it. I just, he was such a natural. And it just his interview style. I mean, it's so obvious when we were watching, you know, the history of late night.
Yeah.
How much David Letterman just looked up to him.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Looked up. So many people looked up to him.
Yeah.
And as if you watch him do it, it's so obvious.
You
as
totally
to why.
Get it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love to put on the Johnny Carson channel. And
I like hearing what they were promoting. Yeah. You know, and how little of time they gave to that.
Yeah.
I have a new movie coming out. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Next.
In most of
Let's
it.
Let's talk about something else.
Most of it was just casual conversation.
It's the best. Ugh.
And
the carpet. Just love the carpet. The gray. Just so much gray.
And I'm going to put that Doctor Who channel at number 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that because it is effing weird.
I think it is something I've picked up on recently. And because it is so effing weird, I just kind of dig it.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not watching entire episodes, but I'm going to sit there for like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And be like, whoa.
Just check it out.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny to think about with some of this stuff. When you're watching it, you're like, so they went and made this and put it on TV.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody actually put this on a television.
Those Brits are crazy.
I know.
Now, like we said, this is just us loving Pluto TV.
Yep.
They're not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. This is not paid.
They could be.
I'm certainly open to it.
They could be. And like I said, we were this close to having our own channel.
Hell yeah.
Till management effed it up. I think that can be a lot of people's stories. Like, oh, we were going to do something so cool until management effed it up.
Yeah, that's a lot of things.
That is disappointing. Anything else we haven't mentioned about Pluto that we should?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just again, it's available anywhere. You can watch it on your phone, your streaming device, your computer, anywhere.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Well, like and subscribe to the podcast. Give us a follow on social, Nerdin' Out LA on Facebook and Twitter, Nerdin' Out on Instagram. We're going to get back with you Thursday for the Nerdin' Out Marvel cast. We're rewatching Ant-Man. I'll be anxious to see if I like it as much as I remember liking it.
I know. I'm curious how my needle is going to point.
Okay. I'm curious about your needle as well.
I think we're all curious about my needle.
And then, of course, Friday. Marvel's Eternals.
Rip!
If you signed up and said, yes, I want to join you guys on Friday, check your emails.
Yeah, just do it.
For an email from the Nerdin' Out. Because, you know, we want to get, you know, the group together sooner rather than later.
So
we
everybody be has sure the details and everything. Yeah.
And can be sure everybody's going to come.
Yeah.
We don't want any spots to go unfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So check your email. And if Cameron doesn't hear from you, he's going to send you an angry text.
Yes. Answer me, damn it.
Very excited about that. Eternals on Friday. And then we'll have our review for that.
Yep.
Which is good.
Throw it up.
Which will just...
regurgit.
Yeah. And it will include Randy.
I'm looking forward to that.
Which, you know...
We miss Randy.
Randy always brings his Randy insight, and we need that.
Especially when it comes to speculating.
Yes.
Because otherwise, I'm just going to go off the rails.
Okay.
I need Randy's comic book knowledge to reel me back in.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully, that extra credit scene leads to Mephisto.
Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Mind blown.
All right, so we'll catch you with Ant-Man later on this week. All good, Cameron?
All good. The Love Boat right now.
Yes.
We just changed over to a new episode.
Okay.
Gopher. Gopher is wealthy aunt,
ooh,
played by Jane Powell.
Jane Powell
meets a wealthy man,
ooh,
Howard Keel.
Howard Keel!
And is afraid someone may discover her heartbreaking secret.
Wow.
Oh!
That was Nerdin' Out with Ravy. Remember to store this episode in a bag with an acid-free board and put your retainer in when you go sleep. Until next time.
This was a great Nerd Out.